Our next reader, thank you, Kay. Our next reader, Jeff Alessandrelli, is the author of the full-length collection. This last time will be the first. Temporal parsing there. Other work, well, we'll skip that part. Nobody cares about that part. The name of Jeff's chapbook outfit is Dikembe Press, and the name of his vinyl record-only poetry press is Phonograph with all Fs. Editions with all. No, never mind. All right, he's sitting right here next to me, Jeff Alessandrelli, everyone.
Phonograph. We're putting out a record by Eileen Miles, so it's coming out next month, so I'm really excited about that. This poem has a shitty title, so I'm going to start bad and get worse. First time caller, long time listener. It's like skateboarding down the street while dribbling a basketball, while listening on your iPod to a TED talk about the myriad gradations of shame, those infinitely kaleidoscoping levels. Oh, poochy eye, you balding old politician, what's the use? Why parse the particular non-particulars of dry mud? The circle of life is rectangular, oblong. The dead wait for us all our lives to die. While alive, we pray to be reborn again upon our deaths. 17 out of 12, 12 out of 9, 9 out of 4. In beginning is our end. First time caller, long time listener. My sister gave birth to a flower that lived just to end up at the foot of someone else's grave. After the funeral, I blogged for miles and miles, too tired to slow down. Nothing worth mentioning now, of course. I hate cars, but love glove boxes. I think they're immortal. It's only because one never actually finds a pair of gloves in them. The term customer care has such a lovely scrum to it. When I worked at the call center, the phone leaked yells and shouts out of premium, and none of us ever raised our collective corporate-funded voice. While employed there, I saw the best minds of my, never mind, God's glove box. Never mind is still the name of my favorite Nirvana album. Poem for Cindy Sherman. Does anyone know the photographer Cindy Sherman? Yay? Cool. This is a yay poem for her. Poem for Cindy Sherman. She set the stove to 450 degrees, waited 15 minutes, then stuck the snowman's bulbous head inside. Thick with the graying drudgeness of the season, the drudging grayness. Black, the snowman's eyes burned. Snow wears itself as a corpse wears its skin. As a mountain wears against the sky wears into a mountain. Deeply in her cot, she slept thoughts unseen. Black, the burn, come see the blinding. Outside slowly, the sun. First-time caller, long-time listener. You can't bribe someone to pray for you, mother. Ever since the frozen hornet's nest in the engine of the Lamborghini, I've wanted to unload that. And all gave some gave all, is a motto suitable only for a terrorist. I don't care what your therapist priest Yogi says. Having orally assaulted everything inside, holding it empty at my side, remember when you told me I carried my lunchbox same way you carried your heart. Oppressed by an education, the days went away and you remained. That was the wrong way to speak to a child, mother. Tonight, let the finish line slide beneath me of its own accord, and let the sky's panoply, dumb with stars, cease its brilliant winter. I'm tired of murdering children tonight with my vast knowledge of venereal disease, my dumb, sensible adult. Tonight, the soup of the day at my favorite restaurant is tequila, and so very hungry, I'm 14 minutes sober. What to do, what to do? Tomorrow will be another morning. Let's call it a lifetime. Spent searching the medicine cabinet for aspirin and instead finding cheeseburger wrappers, half-smoked cigars. And the future, a dream I had last night, one I'll never actualize, never remember. There's a sickness in me, I'm sure. Of its own accord, let the finish line slide beneath my feet. This moonlight crevicing, every sidewalk crack, serves only our eyes, nothing else. Sharks. The truth of the brittle, infirm spider lies in the fly, caught in a mesh of web the spider can no longer reach. Do you believe in reincarnation? I hope to be creatively satisfied in the same manner as the windmill and jet stream. When I grow up, it's hot all over, how the sun makes me sing. All morning long, I've been walking the plank and still haven't hit water. Don't let me forget to feed the sharks. They have a tendency to unfairly react to things like that. I'll miss you, once upon a time. And I'm gonna end with a poem by the poet Suzanne Buffum, who's probably my... Does anyone know Suzanne Buffum? Zach? She's great. She's probably my favorite poet. And she has a new book coming out this year, which I'm really excited for. But this is from her first book. My Escape. Some people were dancing under a large silver ball. Others were just standing around, swaying a bit, opening and closing their mouths like fish in a bowl. I could see I had made a grave mistake. I feared I would have to explain myself, but the coat check girl just took my stub and handed over my jacket with a drowsy smile. For this I had traveled over mountains. For this I had swallowed a river of salt. A boy walked by with a glass of champagne full of bubbles, the same shade of pink as my toenails. I thought, he will come back now. He will offer you a taste of those bubbles, and it will be the first taste. I thought, the rivers and mountains are a story you can reread at leisure, or put back on the shelf and forget. I thought, now you will never disappear. The mountain came and went in a cloud of dry ice. I found a side door behind a large potted palm and slipped out. Outside, it was quiet. The sky was far away. I could see dark shapes in a nearby field. People were dancing under a large silver ball.